Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to be back with you. Glad we are back together again. It's all about grabbing information that we can use. That's right. Information that we can use, whether it's because it's helping us get some how-tos on how to make our bodies healthier, how to make our minds healthier, how to make our relationships better. Maybe just developing some different ways of thinking about things. Yes. The program where we really do work to build. And one of the ways that we do that is by helping us all look into the future, which is something that we do on most Thursdays, at least the first half. Most Thursdays, at least the first half of the day, we look into the future. So we're continuing to look now at what America is saying, courtesy of Pew, about some of the automation improvements, progress. Do you consider these all improvements? Do you consider all of it progress? Do you see some of it in some ways possibly taking us back? Well, anyway, we're definitely taking a look into the future. And I guess it just depends on any given individual's perspective on all this, right? So we're still looking into automation. And, well, we're asking the question, what are your thoughts about it? What are your feelings about it? Yeah, we want to know what you're thinking and what you're feeling. Do you think that this will be good because of? Do you think it will be hurtful because of? And you start explaining the why. You take the view that you take, you're largely telling us what you're thinking. But when you start talking about, oh, that makes me nervous. I don't know about that. That kind of scares me. You're talking about feelings. So be thinking about not just your thoughts, but your feelings as well. Not just your feelings, but your thoughts as well. Looking at things like robot care for our elderly, driverless vehicles, computers doing the evaluating and selecting of job applicants, etc. Now, what we're finding is that for the most part, Americans are saying, you know, I'm not excited about these changes, these coming changes. Along with the concerns, the public generally responds favorably to policies that would limit the use of technologies to specific situations or that would bring human beings more fully into operations. In the event that robots and computers become capable of doing many human jobs, for example, 85% of Americans are in favor of limiting machines to performing primarily those jobs that are dangerous or unhealthy for humans. What do you think about that? Let the robots work, but primarily limit them to doing the jobs that are dangerous for humans or that are unhealthy for humans. Does that sound reasonable? Now think about this. I know that you're thinking about this, you're saying, okay, well, hold up now. The jobs that are unhealthy for humans, the jobs that are dangerous for humans. You want to send the robots into that. Keep in mind, the robots don't need jobs. Just be thinking about this now. The robots don't truly need jobs. The humans do need jobs. We need jobs to help us feel fulfilled. We need jobs to help us feel productive. We need jobs in order to help set a positive example for our children, our grandchildren. We need jobs in order to get the money that can help us eat and drink and keep a roof over our heads. Humans truly need jobs. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that some people are so wealthy that they don't need to work. But by and large, the vast majority of humans on the earth need jobs. That's the first thing. Secondly, and this is where it may get a little bit trickier than we might think, just shooting from the hip. What about this whole issue of the whole notion of healthy, unhealthy, dangerous, not dangerous? Would you automatically prefer to send robots in rather than humans? Okay, now, you thought about that. And we think about some of the reasons why. We don't want children being, humans being hurt unnecessarily. Well, a lot of people don't want humans to be hurt unnecessarily. A lot of people don't want humans' health to be jeopardized. And so we send the robots in. If they get destroyed in the process of doing a job, no big deal, right? I'm not so sure it'll be quite that simple. I'll tell you why. People have some interesting ways of determining how they approach life, how they place value and what they place value on, who they place value on. For example, think about the people. Most of us would automatically assume that the value of a human being is greater than the value of a dog, right? But there are specifics that have to be considered. For example, if a person is a racist, and think about the movie Sounder, for example, and the black man had stolen some food so that he could feed his family and get them some really, really good food for a holiday. The white people from whom he stole it figured out who had stolen their food. And they went to get that man. And you know how a lot of times, you know, we see lynchings and we see people being shot and all of that. I was watching this movie, Sounder, in a mixed audience. You know, they were black and white, male and female, younger or older. And we were all watching this movie, Sounder. And you could almost sense that some of the people in the room, in fact, they were saying it, if I'm not mistaken, out loud, not just thinking to themselves, talking out loud, saying, hey, he basically deserved whatever would happen to him if they caught him. The people discovered who had stolen their food, made their way to the home of this black man and his family. They roughed him up, threw him into the wagon. They were going to go ahead and do what they were going to do to him. In the meantime, the family's dog started chasing after the wagon as the people rode off with the patriarch of the family. And one of the white men shot the dog. And one of the white teens who were in the room with us expressed tremendous dismay that that dog had been shot. There are people who genuinely place more value on dogs than on humans. It depends on what their attitudes about humans are. It depends on what their attitudes are about various races. It depends on how they feel about how humans have treated them in life and how they view humans in general. Some people just see humans as just being wretched, depraved creatures who really don't do right by humans as well as a lot of other creatures like dogs. So again, if we just don't really think about it, we would assume that all people place more value on humans than on dogs. That's not necessarily the case, though. What about artificial intelligence, or robot, whatever you want to call it, hubot, humanoid, whatever you want to call it, artificial intelligence dressed up with a body that looks human, hair that looks human, a voice that sounds human, that truly sounds human, not like a robot. It sounds truly human. You think that people could get attached to those robots, those humanoids, those hubots, and at some point some humans begin to attach more value to the hubots than the humans? And that might sound far-fetched, right? But keep in mind, there are a lot of people already who are attaching a lot of value to hubots. Well, to artificial intelligence, to computers. Think about how we have millions and millions of people who interact via computer and their telephones, their smartphones, more than they interact face-to-face or even voice-to-voice by way of phone. But it's all typing. So that letters show up, maybe miles away, maybe hundreds of miles away, maybe thousands of miles away. But it doesn't stop there. How about this? How about the fact that we have some people who are actually buying dolls? Yeah, buying dolls, life-size dolls for companionship. Oh, but wait, there's more. How about this? The fact that you have companies out there who are making hubots, robots that look, feel, and sound human, that are designed to have sexual intercourse with humans. Now, you think about how great a job we're doing at letting technology kind of pull us apart already, just through social media. And now you're essentially talking, when you start talking about hubots, you're essentially talking social media in a human body, in a lifelike form. They're trying to make these hubots so that they can read our body language and respond verbally to what they're reading, read our facial expressions, anticipate what we're going to say, literally to have to hold conversations with us. Now, can you imagine holding a conversation with something that looks, feels, and sounds human? How tempting it will be for people to really get close. I guarantee you there will be people who will find themselves able to relate more intimately, more strongly to hubots than to humans. Don't think so? Ladies and gentlemen, we already have people who are saying that they actually enjoy going around with their life-size dolls that can't do anything. They're just dolls. They're life-size, like size of a human, can't talk, nothing. But there are people who are saying they feel more attachment to those dolls than they do to humans. Dolls that men will be able to have sex with. Hubots that men will be able to have sex with. Hubots that women will be able to have sex with. Think about how we are alienating each other already. And people are still going to want relationship. We are made as social creatures. People are going to want to connect with someone.